Good morning, Facebook and my podcast audience. This is Kenny Hodge, your National Postal Manhattan Union's presidential candidate. This morning, I want to talk to you about some slanderous, malicious degradation of character. And yes, I'm using legal terms because your current local president is going to face legal terms about defamation of character. Now, I want to say to you, last week,
the book should have been called Ode to Kenny Hodge.
Again, he is so absent from his job that instead of him passing out the books so he get a chance to meet mail handlers, he has his stewards pass it out in every branch office. Very unfair advantage, but he'll answer for that later as well. What I want to do this morning in 5 minutes is I want to do a take five and let you know how desperately afraid that man is of losing his position, to the fact that he now abandons any real campaigning and just spends time trying to degrade my name. And we're going to address that later. But this morning, let's talk about that $1 million that he's so happy he's built up in the bank account for the local. My first question is, don't be so impressed by the number 1 million. Because I got to tell you, in order for the local to raise 1 million, there are some things that you as members are not going to receive. You see, when your current local president has his, he understands that he's not capable anymore of leading his local. So you pick out what you can do. And what apparently he can do is fundraise. But you know what? We don't need a fundraiser as a local president. We need someone who understands the contract and will be ready and available to help ensure every branch office in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky is contract compliance. You don't have that. What you have is an individual who is more concerned with amassing a fortune than representing the people he's been elected to represent. If you ever get the chance, visit your local headquarters and look at that raggedy building that we call headquarters to the National Postal Mailhandlers Union. But yet, I'm going to beat my chest because I saved $1 million at what cost to the member. Once you are retired over 10 years, I got to tell you, and I'm going to keep telling you, you lose intensity if you ever had it, but it doesn't stay the same. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, because we have $1 million in our budget, that means nobody's spending money to get legal arbitration done. What the current president does is he selects people to pre-arb, and let me tell you something, if my job is on the line, I'd like to have a lawyer represent me at the cost of my union. There are quite a few employees who no longer have jobs because your local president is more concerned with getting $1 million in a bank account than providing you good legal representation. And we're going to stop that. As mail handlers, we have to stop this. As mail handlers, we have to collectively get together and tell Bip McLemore, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take your retired leadership anymore. Again, we're mad as hell, and we're just not taking that retired leadership anymore. Support Kenny Hodge, President with Presence. And for the next few mornings, I'm going to give you short take fives as I explain to you why your local president won't campaign on what he's done, but he spends all his day trying to campaign against Kenny Hodge instead of for himself. Don't believe the hype. Support Kenny Hodge. You know I'm frontline on every issue, and every issue I stand up for mail handlers and postal employees like your current local president could never do. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence. Support Carl Sharp, a state rep with presence. Support Will Johnson, a Columbus, Ohio branch president with presence. Local 304. I'm going to make sure we are contract compliance. We're not making side deals with management. Columbus, Ohio. That's your trifecta. Kenny Hodge, local president. Carl Sharp, state rep. Will Johnson, branch president. The state of Ohio, I would ask that you vote Kenny Hodge, local president. Carl Sharp, state rep. Indiana and Kentucky, I would ask that you vote Kenny Hodge, local president. Let's have a stronger local that has presence. Support a president with presence, a team with presence, and let's get active as active members do, and let's take our local from retired status to an active status, a status that looks out for the mail handler, a status that puts mail handlers first always. Have a good day.